step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Stephen Colbert with a joke about Nancy Pelosi stepping down. He jokes she's becoming the next host of The Daily Show. Chris Rock returned to the Dolby Theater. That's where the slap had happened. He opened up with some jokes about Dave Chappelle. I don't yet know what those jokes are. He also joked about the January 6th Capitol riot. But people wanted to hear about the slap, Chris Rock said. People were like, did it hurt? You're right, it hurt. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. I'm not the same size, okay? This MF-er played Ali. I played Pookie from New Jack City. We've heard those jokes before. They're still good. People say, why the F did you do nothing back? Chris Rock said, because I was raised, you know? You know what my parents taught me? Don't fight in front of white people. The Hollywood Reporter caught up with Jerry Seinfeld. They say, there's an interesting exchange in your new book where you're talking to Dave Chappelle about how Chris Rock has a real edge and that Rock speaks in pronouncements. You refer to his delivery using words like commandments and closing arguments. The Hollywood Reporter opined, I really love that idea that comedians have to take regular thoughts and make them more extreme. Jerry said, oh yeah, for sure. In fact, the dumber idea that you're presenting, the more fun it is. I think when it starts to become real, it starts to become, this might be an actual relevant thought, the fun is gone. I haven't broken out the half-ass angry Jerry Seinfeld impression in a while. Perhaps today? Jerry added, audiences seem so in love with stand-ups that I think it's kind of an indictment of other entertainment forms. Like, hey, the movies and TV are supposed to be doing most of this work. We just want to tell jokes. But now people are looking for depth of stand-up comics. I always think, well, the last thing I want to hear was what was really bothering Rodney Dangerfield. I don't want to know. Just give me the jokes. Take the pain. Give me the jokes. Some really good stuff from The Forward. Their headline, this comedian said harsher things about Jews than Dave Chappelle. I guessed correctly who they were referring to. It was Ari Shaffir. His recent special is called Jew. The Forward writes, more than 3 million people have tuned into a stand-up set on YouTube that mocked Sephardim, cheap Jews, and religious rituals around menstruation, and includes a Holocaust joke. The 90-minute show, filmed in Brooklyn and called Jew, stars Ari Shaffir, a Jewish comedian. Columnist Rob Eshman asks, if we're upset with Chappelle, why aren't we living with Shaffir? I'm going to suggest a crazy answer. We shouldn't be upset with either. We should, if we feel like it, even laugh a little. Eshman writes, has no one called out Shaffir because of the rule illustrated by Chappelle's frequent use of the N-word, that those in a tribe get a free pass to mock the tribe? Or is it because Chappelle poked not at Jewish religion, but at Jewish power, a very sensitive subject for people used to seeing themselves as victims? Quoting from the essay, and these are apparently Ari Shaffir jokes, direct quote here, not the words of Johnny Mac. Those are called Sephardic Jews, or as my grandmother called them, animals. Jews are racist, but we don't see skin color, we see IQ and income level. We're cheap, but only compared to you guys. We're not cheap compared to Chaim and Shlomo. Goy is Yiddish for non-Jew, and just so you know, when you hear it, you think it's fun and friendly. It's not. They're crapping on you to your face. The article says Dave Chappelle didn't say any of these things. Ari Shaffir, a Jewish stand-up comedian, did. These are some of the milder punchlines and observations in his recently released special. I mentioned recently, I started to watch the special. I seriously got 2.5 minutes in. I was like, I'm not feeling it. I bailed. Don't know if it's good. Don't know if it's bad. Just telling you, I watched 2.5 minutes and just lost interest. You might argue that Chappelle has a bigger megaphone, but Shaffir's post has racked up 1 million views in the past 2 days alone. And this was written last week. Joe Rogan told Ari Shaffir, I think it's your best work ever. Rob Eshman writes, Jew made me laugh hard. It's wrong, crude in parts, and mostly brilliant. The ending has a callback so deft and unforeseen, it's positively Chappelle-like. There are plenty of contemporary comedians who talk about being Jewish in sharp, personal, and funny ways. Elon Gold, Alex Edelman, Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, not to mention Howard Stern. But Shaffir doesn't do a couple of bits. He does a whole Jewish show. Ari Shaffir makes Jackie Mason look like a goy. He exaggerates, like Chappelle did, because comedy isn't myjewishlearning.com. And fair warning, you may get upset. The best comedians, Mark Twain, George Carlin, Sarah Silverman, and yes, Dave Chappelle, do indeed serve as society's moral compass. Sometimes it means offending people, but the best response to comedy is not high horse umbrage, it's more comedy. Yeah, it's pretty easy to know an anti-Semite when you see one. Chappelle isn't one, and whether what he said gave ammunition to real anti-Semites is at least a matter of debate. Tim Allen went to visit Jay Leno at the hospital. They are longtime friends. Both are comedians, so Tim Allen cracked some jokes and said he's handsome and he's happy. His face looks great. Didn't look all that good to begin with. He's going with the George Clooney look. You're going to be surprised. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ron Funches is getting divorced. He's asking for joint legal and physical custody of his child, and he wants his soon-to-be ex to pay her own legal bills. He's also looking for the court to order the soon-to-be ex, Mrs. Funches, to pay him spousal support, and he wants them to terminate the ability to award anything to his wife. The article points out in California, the amount someone pays in spousal and child support is normally based on each individual's salary. So if she's making more than Ron Funch is, she could be ordered to pay him support and vice versa. Ron had previously joked about how they met on Bumble. He said, "I call my fiance Robot because when we met on Bumble, I thought she was so pretty, but she only had one profile pic, so I didn't think she was real. She is real, and the only thing she stole was my last name." Spoilers, if you're planning on watching Stephen Colbert's Pickleball Thing, it aired on CBS last week. It's streaming on Paramount Plus. I'm going to tell you who won. I know you taped it, and you've been like, oh, I've been saving this for Thanksgiving. I can see who won at Pickleball. All right, time's up. Here are the spoilers. It was the finals. Team went Harry, Net Rally. Pretty good. That team was Dierks Bentley and Phil Keegan from The Amazing Race. They faced off against Tig Notaro, comedian, and why I get to include this story, and special mystery guest who was Will Ferrell, also a comedian. They met in the finals, but Tig and Will lost 11-3. People thought the Volley Ranchers, that's Emma Watson and Sugar Ray Leonard, there's a combination, they thought they were going to win, but they lost to when Harry, Net Rally in the semis. And here's one for you from the AV Club. John Leguizamo, who has previously played Luigi in a Super Mario's Brother movie, John Leguizamo as Luigi. You know Luigi from Mario Brothers games? He's the younger twin brother of Mario. He's usually depicted wearing green with a mustache and having what I'll personally call a stereotypical quote-unquote Italian accent. John Leguizamo played Luigi in 1993's Super Mario Bros. PG rating, 1 hour 44 minutes. Well, in the upcoming film, Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia takes over the role. Leguizamo was talking to IndieWire, and he said he had a fight to get the studio to cast a man of color as Luigi in 1993's Super Mario Brothers. Said the directors fought really hard for me to be in the lead because I was a Latin man, and the studio didn't want me to be the lead. The casting was such a breakthrough. For them to go backwards and not cast another actor of color kind of sucks. Leguizamo says people are coming up to him at Comic-Cons and telling him they're not feeling the new one. He adds, "I'm not bitter, it's unfortunate." Back in September of 2021, he wrote a tweet expressing his unhappiness. He wrote, Too bad they went all white. No Latinx in the leads. Groundbreaking colorblind casting and original. Plus, I'm the only one who knows how to make this movie work script-wise. So what do you think, guys? You can leave me a comment. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. John Leguizamo, I'm sorry, man.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.